B-Pod Studios.
What day is it today?
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
Make it a great day.
It isn't Tuesday.
Wrong. Yes. It's Tuesday. Let's have a great day.
Tuesday.
Let's have a great day.
Have a great day, everybody.
So it's Tuesday.
Good morning. Get that coffee going and let's have a great day.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It is a little bit on the nippy side out there this morning. But maybe a little bit of sunshine coming along today, and it's going to be in the 40s, so that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll survive.
I'll take it.
Let me see. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 5 days till St. Patrick's Day.
I'm going to be sober because I'm going to the school play Les Miserables at Canton High School on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's in the afternoon. You have plenty of time to drink after.
I don't believe you.
There's a bar right on the campus.
That's right. You got to remember
Irish bar too.
Okay.
No, it's Allegiant. It's all Allegiant. Denominations.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking that good Irish bar over there in the Irish Cultural Center.
Oh yes, oh,
that's a good
one.
That's a good one.
Yep, we got them all.
I'll meet you there. Five.
Okay. Stuff we got coming up the program today. Of course, we'll be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds here in about 12 minutes. We got Men from Maine. We got your dirty laundry. What's up in dirty laundry today?
Oh, well, we have some old news about how Charlie Sheen was a pill to work with. We have a little bit of a follow-up on the A-Rod and J-Lo controversy.
Oh, no.
And I still want to talk about that 15-carat diamond ring. So,
is it really 15 carats?
Why would I lie?
Okay. Yeah, you got that right.
I'm a little upset about the New England Patriots, their losses yesterday.
Well, you know,
pretty big.
They, if nothing else, they are consistent.
Yep.
You know, the minute you saw how much these guys were going to command, boom, you knew they were going to be gone. Okay, we got to, you know the lady who was attacked by the Jaguar? Do we call it a Jaguar or a Jaguar?
A Jaguar.
It depends
Jaguar.
How pretentious you
yeah,
want to be.
Yeah, you're like,
okay.
Come on.
Okay.
A Jaguar.
I want a Jaguar yeah. to maul okay. you if you say it that way.
If you pay a lot of money for a car, it's a Jaguar.
Yeah. So anyway, she's apologized. So we have a short list of other things you shouldn't do at the zoo. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So it's an amazing story, a true story that happened over the weekend. This lady boards a plane. She's getting ready to take off. The plane leaves the gate. You know, it's a regular commercial flight. Leaves the gate, starts taxiing out to the runway. And suddenly, she realized she'd forgotten something and left it in the terminal. Now, ordinarily, they would say, well, that's, forget a piece of luggage or something. I'm sorry, but we're on our way out of here now. That's too bad.
Yeah.
We'll try to, make sure that they send it to her. But this thing that she forgot was a little more important than that because she forgot her baby.
What?
She left her baby in the terminal. See?
Little baby? Like an infant?
Okay.
I get that.
Okay, now, you know, in her defense, it was a newborn, so she probably wasn't used to this sort of thing yet.
And they can be very quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, they can be very loud, but when they're quiet, they're really quiet.
At least you didn't check the baby.
That's true. Bad. One would think that it would be top of mind being a newborn baby. But anyway, so the pilot, he radios the tower, and I heard the audio of this yesterday. And the guy in the tower, you know, he's got to request, permission to turn around and come back to the gate.
Yeah.
And the guy in the tower is like, what? I beg your pardon. He thought he was hearing the guy wrong. Nope, left the baby. So anyway, he comes back. And they get the baby, and they finally take off. Big delay on the flight.
No harm, no foul.
So I'm just thinking, okay, what's the biggest thing you've ever forgotten? You ever forget something, like, really, really important like that?
Well, I've never really forgotten anything important, but I have been forgotten.
Really?
So, which is probably why I've never forgotten anything important.
You were left home alone?
No. Here's what happened. I was at dancing school, and I was probably, like, in the fifth grade. And, you know, it's like at night, and I'm finished with my little tap class, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting at the top of the stairs, and it's in, like, at the top of the, church thing. And,
yep.
And I'm waiting and waiting, and there's no cell phones or anything like that. I'm just waiting. So finally, after, like, a good half hour, I have to go interrupt an AA meeting because, again, it was a church.
Oh.
I didn't know what it was at the time, but then years later, I realized what it is. So I was like, and I'm like, is there a phone around here at the... So I got the phone. Remember, it's on the wall. It's got the dial thing. And
sure, yeah.
I call my house, and my mother answers, and I'm like, hello, Mom? She's like, hi, Lauren. I said, how come you're not here? She's like, where are you? I said, I'm at dancing school. She's like, oh, I thought you were upstairs.
Oh, my God.
I'll come really? Get you now.
Yeah. Oh, those yes. are the days.
Yeah, it was awful,
and it
though.
Was fine.
Not really.
It was fine.
But at least she wasn't in San Francisco.
I like to bring it up constantly.
Where okay. are you? I'm at AA.
You know, it's amazing how some things never change. Because back then, she was taking tap class. Now, she pretty much takes tap class, too. Different kind of tap.
Oh, that's go. Right.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so if you've ever forgotten something really, really important.
Like a kid.
Yeah. You know, something really important. Love to hear your story. 617-931-1057 right here, WROR. And Hank is here. Update on the commute. Hank, what's going on?
A huge water main break that has ComAv shut down right at Exeter Street in the Back Bay. Trouble spot traffic brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. 93 South, busy 495 to a crash at Dascom. It's heavy commerce way to Montvale, then a Mystic Ave. Route 3 North, we get a breakdown before Derby. And accidents 95 North before 140 and after Coney Street. Recovery Centers of America at Danvers provides high-quality, affordable treatment for drug and alcohol addiction. This new year, make it your resolution to take action and call Recovery Centers of America at 1-800-RECOVERY.
Thank you very much, Hankster. We got, let me see, this is Mark's on the line. Hey, so Mark, what did you forget anyway?
I was an EMT many, many years ago, and one night we forgot our stretcher.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's kind of important.
That's important.
I thought
important.
You were going to get the stretcher. I thought you were
going to
get the stretcher.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. Wow. Have a great day.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
So we're talking about really important things that you have forgotten, you know, at one point or another in your life, because this woman happened last week. She's on a plane. She boards a plane. She gets ready to take off. The plane's taxiing out to the runway, and she realizes she forgot her newborn baby, left it in the terminal. Okay.
Gee, this flight okay. is so peaceful and quiet.
So they have to take the plane back. She gets her baby and everything. So we're talking about other things that important things that we have forgotten ourselves. So we got Jay online. Okay, Jay, what is it you forgot anyway?
So we're driving up, camping up in Maine, and we had 7 kids. Our friends had 6 kids. Stop at the rest area. Everybody goes to the bathroom. Then we hop back in the car. We're about 40 miles away before our friends realize we pull over on the side of the road, grab my dad, and he said, we forgot one of the kids.
No! 40 miles?
Wow.
So we had to turn around, head all the way back. He's sitting on a bench. To this day, he repeats, you left me behind.
Is his name Kevin by any chance?
No. Hey, thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
God.
See ya.
Hey, didn't something like that similar happen to you?
Yeah, when we were on a family trip to Disney World, my family, it's not so much that they forgot me, it's just that I was, you know, the jumping water at Epcot?
Yeah. Mesmerizing.
Mesmerizing. And I was like, I don't know, 10, staring at the jumping water. I'm like, wow, it's going right over the walkway. How does it do
YouTube,
that?
Before YouTube, that's why you were so excited.
Yeah, I mean, there was really nothing else
nothing
to do,
else
so
in the
I'm
world.
Watching the water and watching the water, and then I turned around and everyone's gone.
Oh, my God.
How long were you left there, anyway?
I don't know. I just turned around and kept watching the water, and eventually they showed up again.
Not bad.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so apparently the Pats decided that they forgot to pay somebody.
Yeah, they forgot who protects Tom Brady.
Yeah,
for the second straight year, they've lost their starting left tackle to free agency. Trent Brown signed with the Raiders, then the Patriots stud defensive end Trey Flowers signed with Detroit. Celts defense, they forgot how to play after winning 3 straight on the road. Blown out by the Clippers, 140 to 115 last night in L.A. Terry Rozier had 26 off the bench. Bruins have won 13 of 15. They're in Columbus tonight. Sox host the Tigers in preseason play. MMA star Conor McGregor, knucklehead, arrested for smashing a fan's phone and then taking it with him. He could go to jail because he had to go 1 year and not do anything after a fight last year.
That's right. He got in trouble last year, didn't he?
He could be going to jail. Sports brought to you by SBLI.
Thank you very much, Hank. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
We were talking about kids and how expensive they are. Now, Brian's got a 5-year-old, a 9-year-old. Yeah. LBF, you got Lucy's, what, 13 now?
15.
15 now. And so then Hank comes in and starts talking about, he blows everybody out of the water because kids in college. Unbelievable.
2 kids in college. And I went down to visit Charlotte a couple of weeks ago down in D.C. And, you know, she works a part-time job and she makes like $150 a week. Not a lot of money in D.C. And, you know, I pay her college tuition.
Yep.
And
see, I'm on the, like, I always say to Hank, like, wow, you pay for that? That's kind of like the conversations we have.
You know, she's a good student. She's very busy. She works hard.
How about housing?
Well, she lives off campus now, so I pay her rent.
Okay,
that's
so,
about,
you pay college tuition and her rent.
And her rent.
And do you subsidize anything else?
No.
Phone?
Well, we have a family plan. I do pay the phone.
Car
the
insurance?
Okay. Yeah, car insurance.
Do you pay her car? Do you pay for her car?
I did buy her a car when she was in high school.
Okay. Okay.
Still in the driveway.
Do you pay for her insurance?
She's a college student. Yes, I pay for the insurance.
Wow. Uber? How about Uber?
Occasionally, I pay the Uber bill.
Yeah. But not like, a safety issue.
Not like it used to be. That's right. Yeah. Because if she's somewhere late at night and it's dark and dangerous,
you know,
and it's going to cost her $100 because she's found herself
where
she doesn't
know.
She's in Washington, D.C. What happened was, I started to think exactly what you said. So I started to evaluate. So we go out to breakfast, and Charlotte's friend, Pete, works at this breakfast place. So we went to go see Pete, and he's behind the counter.
Yeah.
So we pick some stuff out, and so I start to pay. And Charlotte takes out her, "No, Dad, I'll buy breakfast." I said, "No, no, no, I'll get it."
Of course you did.
Yeah, sure.
And Pete behind the counter goes, "Let Charlotte play. Let Charlotte pay. She's the one who always has money."
Oh.
No.
Wow, thanks a lot, Pete.
No. She looks at Pete like, "What are you talking about?" We chuckle. So we go back, we sit down, and I said, "Oh, see, you're the one who always has money, huh?"
Uh-huh.
She goes, "Well, I have, you know, I'm good with my money." Well, I said, "Well, how
much good with your money?"
How much money? I mean, I know you make about she works 10, 15 hours a week.
She makes
$150, and, you know, that doesn't go a long way in Washington, D.C. And she goes, "Well, I get a little bit for my internship." I go, "Your internship is paid? I thought your internship is free."
This is very rare.
She goes, "Well, I get a stipend."
A stipend? Oh.
A monthly stipend.
A monthly stipend. So I think she's going to say, "Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's like $300.
Right, right.
Yeah, 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 all right. Yeah. So then you get a little. I go, "How much is the stipend?" She says, $1,600.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. What?
Unbelievable.
For how many hours a week?
$1,600. Yeah, like 20.
And then does she have to like travel to this place, or does she?
Twice a month.
Twice a month.
Pays for the Uber.
So she works. Okay.
She works at it. Shut up. She works at home.
Okay, so is that when you made the decision that maybe I'm laying too much money out there?
I start thinking. I go, wait a second. Like last summer, she lived in D.C. and she worked, but she was saving for some tuition. So I paid her rent over the summer. So I started. You know, she's going to graduate coming up in a couple of months. I'm starting to think, like, I got to call my wife. I don't know if she knows where she's got a $1,600 a month stipend either.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, I started thinking, you know, maybe I got to start cutting back.
So you're going to cut back? You think you're going to cut back a little bit?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, where is she now?
Actually, she's on spring break at Beverly Hills.
Did you pay for the flight?
80s and more. 5-7-W-R-R.
Wow.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
I did pay for the flight. But it was before she got the internship.
Okay, all right.
Are you serious?
It was only 2:37. With a stopover in Philly.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So then you could actually relate to Hank's story about his daughter and the money?
I got three kids in college myself, but the first thing that came to my mind was that commercial where they said, "Ted, you've been fleeced."
Yes, right.
Yep.
That guy's an idiot.
I hear you. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, everybody, it's time now for your 720 Men from Maine. Men from Maine brought to you by Massage Envy. Hey, sitting at your desk, picking up the kids, picking up the phones 50 times a day. If you do anything with regularity, you should get a massage with regularity. Right now, when you join, you're going to enjoy all the benefits of massage, skincare, or stretch at great membership pricing. Massage Envy. Keep your body working. And here we go. Request for the Men from Maine episode about Blind Orville. the sales clerk. Here we go.
The WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephes is buying a new fishing rod at the Bangor Walmart, and blind Orville Magoo, Walmart's only blind sales clerk, is waiting on him when we hear...
Excuse me, blind Orville, but can you tell me anything about this rod and reel?
Well, why don't you drop it on the counter, and I can tell you everything you need to know about it from the sound that it makes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a 6-foot graphite rod with a Zebco 202 reel and 10-pound test line. It's a good all-round rod and reel, and it's $20.
Why, that's amazing, Blind Orville, that you can tell me all that just by the sound of it dropping on the counter. Hmm. I think it's what I'm looking for, so I'll take it.
All righty.
Just then, Ephes accidentally breaks wind as Blind Orville is heading to the cash register.
That'll be $25.50.
But didn't you say it was $20?
Oh, yes, sir. The rod and reel is $20, but the duck call is $3, and the catfish stink bait is $2.50.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so you have the information to keep us from getting kidnapped. This is kind of a public service kind of thing.
Really weird, and I never thought this was a possibility, but it was at the Market Basket, and this woman from, where was the market? Methuen. And the woman was from
Methuen Market Basket.
So this Yvonne Lesko, 51 of Methuen, decided to go out and get some Doritos and Swedish fish, because that's what you do on a Friday night.
Well, she had to feed her teenage son.
Yeah.
That's what they run on.
That's pretty much it.
Anyway, she was sitting in her car, and some guy comes up to her, opens her car door, and starts choking her and trying to grab her out of the car. I mean, I can't even imagine out of nowhere. And then this guy, Jay, who was right in front of her in her car, was like, couldn't believe what he was seeing. And he got out of his car, thank goodness, because a lot of people don't do these things, to see if it was real or not. And he actually, she was leaning on the horn and screaming. And this was at 7 o'clock. It wasn't even late at night. And he...
But it was Friday, so it was dark.
It was still dark. Okay, that's right.
That was before daylight saving time. Yeah.
Change.
Anyway, he chased the guy, but the guy got away. But at least he got the guy away from the woman who was trying to kidnap.
They caught the guy, right? I think they did catch the guy.
They got a guy. He's appearing in court today, I think. But, you know, or yesterday. You know what was interesting? I think what did help her, you said she was leaning on the horn.
Yep.
And she said she managed, she doesn't know how, but she turned on her interior light.
Oh.
So that Jay in his truck could see what was going
happening.
On because it was dark.
Yeah.
And he leapt into action. And
that's
nuts.
Quick thinking, because I wouldn't have been that quick thinking. Especially on a Friday night at 7. So,
you should have a plan, right? Everybody should, I guess.
Well, I always have a plan,
it's
yeah.
It's really unbelievable to me how dangerous it is in the world nowadays. Because people are just absolutely, especially like women, men, just attacking women. It's like, I feel like we live in the Serengeti, and there are animals out there trying to get us.
I told you the other day that my daughter's flight to Los Angeles... The guy right next to her, he leaned over when she was sleeping and tried to kiss her.
Yeah.
What?
And
that to me is unbelievable to me.
Have you found him yet?
Not yet, but it's underway.
Oh, my God.
You know what seat he was in, right?
Yes, I do.
You know what flight he was on, right?
Yes, I do.
You know how to identify him, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I know a guy you can call.
Yep. Good.
Oh, my God.
I might need Mikey the plumber.
Okay. Wow. All right. Planes and grocery stores. We got it covered.
All right.
Thank you.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, let's get to the Dirty Filthy Laundry.
Let's get to it. Dirty Laundry is brought to you by SBLI. We have a little bit of J-Lo update. We have to talk a little bit about The Bachelor. And Gwyneth Paltrow has lied to me, but I just want to mention that first up, because this is the most important thing. Today is the birthday of a national treasure. Liza Minnelli is 73 years old today.
I thought you were going to say Coca-Cola.
No, Liza Minnelli, I saw her at Habolites 300 years ago.
Habolites, my
great.
God.
I also want to give a shout out to Marie Shea, whose birth. She's a national treasure as well.
Not 73, is she?
No, she's not 73. She's from Canton. Happy birthday. Okay, J-Lo. You know, yesterday the whole controversy about Jose Canseco tweeting out that A-Rod has been having an affair with his wife all this time that he's been dating J-Lo, and even though he gave her a 15 carat, oh my God, that ring is amazing. No word from J-Lo or A-Rod. Nothing. You know, radio silence.
Jose just needs to realize he's no longer in the eighth grade. You know,
I know, but you know what? I've been thinking about what you guys said yesterday, which is so rare.
But it's true. It is true.
But that Jose Canseco has always been at the forefront of sort of telling the truth.
True.
About steroids and things like that and all that junk. Yeah. So,
that's why I think he's the guy who's going to find Bigfoot.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. There could be something to it.
J-Lo
okay.
said that engagement ring is one of the top five favorite that she's ever got.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. She only needs one more to tie Tom Brady.
Exactly. Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow was on the Today Show. Now, she has been CEO of Goop and really concentrated on that. And I was under the assumption that she quit acting.
She said she was.
This is what she had to say yesterday.
Really?
Never said that I am quitting acting. What I say is Goop is my full-time passion, and being the founder and CEO of Goop is what I do all day, every day.
Oh, really?
And occasionally, when something is the right thing and it works out around my children and my Goop life, I'm able to participate. I think I'm just not focused on full-time acting right now.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. It's such a strange relationship I have. If she walked in here right now, I'd be so excited to see her. But, like, I talk trash about her on the radio.
What is it about her that gets
I don't know. Maybe it's because she's so perfect. I really like her acting. She's been in so many things, and when I see them on repeats, I'm always like, she's so good.
Every time you start talking about her,
she has everything.
She's got the skin of a 16-year-old.
Really. Yeah, she has the skin of a 16-year-old. Okay. She has the body of, like, a supermodel. She's happy. She vacations in amazing places. I should quit Gwyneth Paltrow for Lent.
You should.
I think I'd be a better person. I'm going to give her up.
Walk away.
I'm going to walk away for a while. I'm going to unfollow her on Insta.
Or just think of her like in Shallow Hal. Maybe that'll make you feel better.
No, that's all right. I like her either way. Hey, in acting. But the Goop thing drives me just nuts. All right. I have a special correspondent from The Bachelor coming in to talk about The Bachelor episode last night.
This is really disturbing.
Well, it was historic.
This is Brian Bell. He admits to the public that he watches The Bachelor.
Casually. I casually watch The Bachelor. To be on when I'm doing my nails. Listen.
You're not in full time.
This is
right?
The thing. Last night was just high comedy.
Set it up because
he
jumped over the fence, right?
It was last week he had jumped over the fence and ran away.
Bachelor.
Colton. Yep.
Colton. Who
Colton the virgin. So
date Allie Raisman.
Yes. And what happened, they last night was part one of the two-part finale. And last night ended, hey, spoiler alert, he let the last two girls go, and the one that he thought was his true love, Cassie, that's why he jumped the fence, because she left. So now we have Bachelor and zero girls left.
Zero girls, a bachelor on the run, looking for the girl who doesn't want to be with him.
Right.
This is amazing.
And now they have another hour special tonight. I'm like, what is left to talk about? And then it hit me.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Here's my theory.
Okay, go.
Crazy Bachelor theory, see what you think. So Colton, who has been the Bachelor all along, has found his true love, Cassie, and she ran off. So now what they're going to do is make Cassie the Bachelorette and make Colton compete with all the guys for his true love.
Oh,
who could
I like
be?
It.
Boom.
Yeah. You don't think that this was planned?
No.
Oh, no.
It's reality TV.
Right?
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah, you know, it's real. You're
he
right
He scaled
about
that fence and ran off into the night.
Real.
Where did he go?
Okay.
Colton, come back.
All right, we're done.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s.
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, kids, is everybody ready to play games this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hope so, because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here for WROR. Let us meet our player this morning. She is from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. She's an accounting clerk, and her name is Alicia Santagata. I love that name, Alicia Santagata. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. That's a great name. That's a great. Bow
thank
before
you.
Me because I am Alicia Santagata. Okay. So,
jeez.
So how's the accounting game?
It's good. It's steady.
You probably
steady.
I wonder if there are going to be any numbers questions in the game today.
I don't know.
So, Alicia, you know the deal here. LBF gives you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You have 60 seconds to answer them all. You get them all right. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. You can say pass at any time. Don't waste too many passes because you've got to save time to come back and pick up the right ones. Usually, your first indication is your best guess. So, are you ready to play this morning?
Really?
Yeah, as a rule.
I am.
You know,
okay.
You got to flip right through these things.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I am right-handed.
What are you supposed to do at a yellow light?
You're supposed to stop. Yield.
Spell pancake.
P-A-N-C-A-K-E.
How does James Bond like his martinis made?
Shaken, not stirred.
What brand of watch takes a licking and keeps on ticking?
Oh, my God. Timex.
What famous ice cream company originated in a renovated gas station in Vermont?
Ben & Jerry's.
In what country was Hello Kitty invented?
China.
What show did Richard Hatch win the first season of?
Survivor.
What are Mr. and Mrs. Brady's first names on the Brady Bunch?
Carol and Greg.
What mob boss was known as Teflon Don?
Oh, my God, pass.
That's the last one.
Oh, tough one, Don. Oh, my God, what was his name?
Oh! Oh, my God, time has expired. But actually,
really
you did well.
You did really
very,
well.
You very well.
Two. You got two wrong and then the pass. All right. Close.
You guys going to give her the light, the yellow light?
Yeah, because she, yellow, yeah, she went back on it.
Yeah,
it was her final answer. In what country was Hello Kitty invented? Japan. Mr. and Mrs. Brady's first names, half right. Mike and Carol. And the mob boss.
Oh, my slip there with Greg and Carol.
Greg and Carol. I know, they dated, which is weird. But what mob boss was known as Teflon Don? That would have been John Gotti. I was impressed by your turn, too. Good job.
Well, we do have a fine consolation prize for you, and I think you're going to enjoy this. A Mary Poppins Returns prize pack. You get the fantastical film instantly on digital 4K Ultra HD and Movies Anywhere Now and on 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD beginning March 19th with a sing-along version and never-before-seen bonus features. So congratulations. Enjoy
it's
that.
It's so good. Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's great.
It's really, really good, and you'll enjoy it. Thank you very much for playing the game. Have yourself a fabulous day today.
You too, thank you.
Thanks for playing. Hey, I want to mention something.
Yeah.
I know that James Bond likes his martini shaken, not stirred, but it's not the way to make a martini, everybody. It's supposed to be stirred, not shaken. Otherwise, you bruise the vodka, and it becomes out all icy, and it's terrible.
Well, you tell that to the guy with a license to kill.
you're getting that from an expert. Okay, if anybody else thinks you can play and win this game, come on. You got what it takes. Log on to WRR.com, fill out an application form, and you could be playing right here next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, so what's your correction here?
Okay, well, just, you know, the traditional martini, and this was a text from my husband, Dave Falcone, who is the one who makes drinks in our house.
Master mixologist
David Falcone says a perfect martini is made with gin. Usually Plymouth gin. Three parts gin, one part dry vermouth, three dashes of bitters, stirred, lemon twist. Have a great day.
God, you're so thirsty right now. Is there a specific olive that's...
I don't do olives in mine, but you can use whatever olive you want. Yeah, no. I just like.
I like
twist.
Pineapples. Do they put pineapples in
this? No, that's not traditional. Yeah.
you're just into the fruit. You didn't care less about the drink.
You like a Hawaiian martini. Oh, apparently
they do have vodka infused pineapples at Sky in Norwood. Just so you know.
Yeah. Thank you for sticking up for me.
Okay, just you can get them places.
There you go.
Okay, now what's the deal with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, drinks make you calm. This makes you calm. Matthew McConaughey is all about the side hustle. Because he is really like shilling for Lincoln, and now you can go to bed with Matthew McConaughey.
Huh?
How? Well, he's reading bedtime stories for the app Calm, which I incredibly have. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, you're that Calm.
So you're sleeping with Matthew.
I'm sleeping with Matthew. Here's an example of what it's like to fall asleep with Matthew McConaughey.
Well, hello there.
Oh, hello.
I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
All right.
Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress.
Oh, my God, this is awesome.
Let your mind drift with me for just a minute.
Okay.
Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment?
What?
The one we're in. I mean, how often do we really feel what's happening within and around us?
No.
Whoa.
Allowing ourselves to be moved, to be inspired, to be filled with gratitude for the mystery and the beauty of this universe.
Too much talking.
You lost it.
Too much talking.
Too much yakking.
I wanted to play
action.
The bongos naked. That's good for me. You know, here's the thing with Matthew McConaughey, who I really, really enjoy. He is really close to tipping the scales and going the weird way. His weirdness is eclipsing his good looks and awesomeness because he's got those weirdo Lincoln commercials. Now he's like got the weirdo bedtime stories on Calm.
Do you understand the Lincoln commercials?
Well, there's one that it's like was he invited to this party? Is he just playing pool in these people's house and then leaves?
That's what I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on with him. He's too existential. I need him to be like Matthew McConaughey in Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, kind of like a jerk but really good looking.
How could you be that chill and have those abs? You know what I mean?
That is a really good
question.
Smoke
weed and work out, I think. I think that's the basic.
Is that how it goes together?
I think that's the formula.
I didn't know that was an option. That's
sure.
Amazing.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sure.
Now we know.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program, and I'm going to answer the question for you. What is the ask 8,000 people? What's the saddest city in America? Wow. All we can say is Danny Amendola and Trent Brown. Good luck.
Yeah,
it is Detroit. Far and away.
I'm not surprised.
Far and away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too bad. But that's okay.
But we have cheery news because you have something everybody needs to watch.
Well. Not little kids, but you know what? Netflix has a new show out, and all I do is binge watch TV because I don't want to leave my house. And it's called Afterlife, and it's with Ricky Gervais, and it is okay. It's 6 episodes, written, directed, and produced by Ricky Gervais, who is a curmudgeon. And I'm not giving anything away here because this is in the first episode. It's about this guy Tony, whose wife has died, and he is extraordinarily upset, and life is not worth living. And he, there's 6 episodes of how he gets through this.
Is that Ricky?
Ricky, Ricky Gervais. Okay, a miserable Ricky Gervais. Not a stretch.
But
let me tell you, it's got this great arc. It doesn't take long to watch. It is so funny and so crude and so poignant at the same time. And last night, I finished the 6th episode, and I burst into tears and ugly cried. It was amazing. And Dave Falcone, sitting next to me, is like, "You're crying?" And I'm like, "Yeah, are you dead inside?" It's so, so good.
How long are the episodes?
Half an hour.
Oh,
give
wow,
the first episode is really dark. Like, he's just so miserable that you might be like, what is the point of watching this? But everybody's so great in it.
And British swearing is so much
British
more
swearing.
Fun.
I've been on a British TV kick. Yeah. I'm telling you, everything that comes out of their mouth sounds fabulous, and it could be really
horrible. Yeah, but that's not
horrible.
Really why you like them.
What, because he's
you
British?
Like, no, you like him because they all have back teeth, bad teeth.
Well, you know, yeah. Exactly. But you love this because it's really dark and he's grumpy.
I might enjoy this.
And you, I think you'd really like it. I mean, he hates people.
He loves raw meat.
And he has a dog that he loves.
And he's a funny man.
Well, that's where the divergent.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing. You're trying to make Lauren ugly cry.
Don't particularly agree with this.
Better call HR.
Okay. 105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
I'm moving on. That's Billy Joel. Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. So, you know, we had basically one decent snow this winter, so, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Winter is over a week from tomorrow.
Officially.
A week from tomorrow is the first day of spring. So, you know, we've really kind of lucked out on this. But you saw all those storms they had out west this year. And we're thinking, man, you know, the record avalanches and stuff from the Rockies and all that. But we forget. Up in parts of Canada, they get even more snow than we get.
God, you love destruction.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's Canada. I think we can all assume they get more snow.
They get a lot of snow.
There's snow there all the time, isn't there?
This is the Captain Obvious report.
So this story. So this story I read yesterday. This guy, his neighbor thought, gee, I it's been a long time since I've seen Jacques. And they hadn't seen him down at the bar in the village for a long time. And so they went looking for Jacques, and he had been snowed in his house since December the 15th.
Oh my God.
He survived on canned goods and just the stuff he had in the house. And he never lost power the entire time.
But he couldn't get out?
He couldn't get out.
Like, was the door stuck?
No, it was completely snowed in his house, so they had to go dig him out.
His Christmas tree must have been so dry.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, that was my first thought, Hank. That poor guy. It's like he could have had a Christmas tree fire there.
So Hank, true.
Couldn't
get out.
Amazing.
Yeah. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.